Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM is proud to present Your Stories, Our Community, a special series featuring 30-minute interviews with past and current residents of Harvey. This series focuses on women in the workforce, highlighting their diverse backgrounds and unique life experiences. The recorded interviews will air three times a week on 96.5 FM and will be preserved as a valuable local audio content for future generations. HCR 96.5 FM is thankful for the financial support for the project provided by Albemarle and the Shire of Harvey. Hello, I'm Ian, your host for Your Stories, Our Community, today on Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM. And today's series shines a spotlight on women in the workforce, featuring conversations with women from all walks of life in the Harvey area. Today, it's my pleasure to welcome Rosemary Vitaloni to share her story with us. Hello, Rosemary.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And thank you for joining us today. Much appreciated.
My pleasure.
Rosemary, I've already given the guests a bit of an intro into what the series is all about. And I'm just wondering, what is your full name? Where were you born? And what are your memories of the things you did or enjoyed growing up?
Absolutely. My full name is Rosemary Vitaloni. I was born in Harvey in May 1970. Memories for me growing up in Harvey, sport. Sport was so much a big part of our lives, playing netball and basketball. And as a family, we used to spend a bit of time at the beach fishing. We were lucky, you know, once a year we were allowed to go for a holiday, a family holiday to Mandra or Rockingham, to the Big Smoke, by the beach. And we used to do that with our cousins, which was always a lot of fun. We used to live next to the channel down 3rd Street, so we were always down at swimming in the channel with our neighbours. Making daisy chains in the paddocks next door. And, we had lots of fun with our neighbours, you know. Everyone knew each other down the street, and putting on concerts for our families was always lots of fun as well.
Yeah, it's funny when you talk about Rockingham and Mandra. They were the big highlights.
They were. we always had our pocket money to buy school supplies for the next year. So.
And how things have changed.
Yeah, exactly.
Funny about that. They're not holidays to Rockingham anymore.
No, that's right. Gosh.
Times change. Mm. And as a child at school, did you have an idea of what job or occupation you really wanted to do or be when you left school, and why was that?
Well, it's really interesting because I actually started working at Charlie Carter's when I was 11 on the checkout. You know, I started in retail, and, you know, all these years down the track, I'm still in retail. So it really shaped my whole career, and I kind of always knew vaguely what I wanted to do, but I've just kept on that path the whole way.
That's incredible, isn't it? So you've gone from strength to strength in that same sort of retail environment.
Yeah, I have. It was really, it was just something that I loved and I enjoyed, and I kind of just stayed on that track.
And at least you were happy doing it too, and you didn't want to change.
No, that's right.
Do you think there are any gender stereotypes for what was expected of female occupations when you were at school, and what were some examples of that?
Yeah, look, I think there was. There were more the traditional female roles, things like teaching, nursing, you know, administration roles. They were just kind of some of the examples. You know, some people that I went to school with went down the medical path, but and the law path, but it was really around those female typical roles, which I don't think it's like that at all anymore.
No, it's changed a lot, hasn't it, now?
Definitely. Very much so.
What job did you actually get when you left school? Oh, you said Charlie Carter's, but after that, and what are your recollections of that time for you in the workforce?
Yeah, well, I left school at the end of year 9, so I was 14 years of age, and I continued with Charlie Carter's as the office manager, and I had an excellent boss there in Louis Scamblieri, and he was a great teacher and mentor. Yeah, it was really the start of my career, and at that stage, you know, I started having these 5-year plans of everything that I wanted to achieve in my career. So I stayed with Charlie Carter's for a few years, and then I got out of that and went into banking and did that for a little while, which I really didn't like. And then after that, I went back to the retail career path. So, really from an early age, I just kind of kept on that track.
Yeah, okay, so you left school at 14, a little bit earlier than normal, is that correct?
Correct. Yes, yeah, much earlier than normal.
Didn't like it?
No, but I also thought, well, I'm not going to go on to year, 11 and 12, and I'm not going to uni. So it was just like, well, I love what I do, so I'm just going to continue down this path. So, and I thought, well, I can still be who I want to be down on this career path. And, yeah, it worked out exceptionally well for me.
Good call. Very good
call. I wouldn't let my daughters do it these days.
I did. Funny how the rules change. And was that Charlie Carter's in Harvey in those days, was it?
That's right, yeah, which is now IGA.
Yeah, the Super IGA.
The Super IGA, yeah. So that's where I started my career.
Yeah, see, I've only been here 6 years, so it's all new to me still. But, yeah, I thought that was the original one. So, okay, and describe some of the different jobs and occupations you have had during your working career so far, and which ones have the best memories for you?
Absolutely. Well, I've worked for several corporate organisations throughout my career now. The Coles Group was most probably the one that I've spent most of my career with and really cemented where I was heading. So I was with the Coles Group for nearly 25 years, with supermarkets, Coles Supermarkets, for nearly 15, and then Officeworks for 10 of those years. And, you know, I started as a bread and cake girl, and that was part of the graduate program that they had. And I worked my way through to many, many different roles in different parts of the organisation. When I was 23, I became the first ever female store manager for Coles in WA. I was the second female store manager nationally for Coles. So that was a real achievement.
Yeah, that's a milestone, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And great achievement. Look,
it took some a lot of work and determination to get there, because I think they're a little bit afraid of appointing their first female, but then it was just kind of paved the way from there, and it was a really enjoyable time. I absolutely loved it. Yeah, so and with Coles, I worked across retail operations, and I also was working in the merchandise and buying department for a while.
And did that mean travel?
Yes. So I started with Coles in WA, and then I actually then moved to Victoria. So I lived in Albury-Wodonga for 3 years as the area manager for that region.
Big area too.
Yes. Yeah. And that was, I had 7 stores that I looked after there. And after that time, I was transferred into Melbourne City, and I looked after another 8 stores there. And from that, I went into the head office, and that's when I went into merchandising and buying. And that, yeah, it was just nice to get another perspective in the organization, because I was so retail operations focused for most of my career.
Yeah, you've sort of had experience in a very, very wide range of one company, haven't you, which is brilliant, from the bottom to the top, so to speak.
Correct. And that was the good thing with, big organizations like that. You could really, they had such a great career path and a lot of training and development as well that went with that. So, I did a diploma in business management through them as well, which, after leaving school so young, it was just something that it was worthwhile doing for me. And, in the company, it wasn't just because we were such a large group. You didn't have to just stay with one brand, hence why I then moved to Officeworks. And with Officeworks, I was the regional operations manager for Victoria and Tasmania. So I got to travel and see a lot in that particular role as well.
Yeah, that's another big task or a big role to take on too, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And then I was on the leadership team for Officeworks, and I became the general manager of their online business, which was the highlight of my career. That job was a fantastic job where, from a leadership perspective, it was the business wasn't in a good financial position, and I was able to turn that business around. And we created a fully engaged team across the country, because I had 4 distribution centres across Australia and 2 call centres, one in Melbourne and one in Sydney. I'd work 3 days a week in Sydney and 2 days a week in Melbourne every week.
Wow.
And I did that for 2 years before I became a mum.
Well, a few frequent flyer points there as well.
Absolutely. It was great.
One or two. So the online side of things completely changed the dynamic of the operations.
It did, and it was in its infancy back then. You know, now online shopping, if as an organisation or as a retail brand, you don't have that online presence, you know, you're really behind the eight ball, and it's such a massive big part of it now. So, but it was, you know, it was really interesting to see how that, again, it's a different way of dealing with the market, with the customer. And we dealt with, you know, business to business customers as well as consumer. So, yeah, it was a real learning curve for me, and something that I was able to take into the, you know, into my future roles.
It's a very, very wide range of experience you've had in that company. What sort of motivated you and drove you to keep up that sort of pace with such a big company? I mean, you could have stopped and got married, had kids or whatever, but you stuck with it. And what was the driving factor?
Oh, look, for me, it was great people to work for. It was tough, like very tough working environment. But we always used to say we're at the University of Coles Supermarkets. because it was such a, like I say, amazing opportunity where the very structured learning, but you did get rewarded for the hard work as well. And we had a lot of fun along the way. You know, yeah, after my time with the group, I then did take that time out and got married, had children. And then I took a redundancy from Coles, and then I actually moved from Victoria back to WA. Which then started my next career path with a different company.
Wow. You certainly have been around Australia a few times.
I have. So, yeah, I then started with Puma Energy. So I went into petrol and convenience. I looked after, I was the state manager for WA for a period of time with them. And then I took on the national retail operations role, which meant that every 2-3 weeks I was on a plane. So, yeah, I certainly have seen a lot of Australia through my work. I'm very lucky in that respect.
Yeah, well done. What a great career, terrific wide ranging career, particularly in the retail sector.
That's right. Yeah, and I was invited to through Puma Energy, invited to a business school in Paris, which I attended. That was a 3-week program over 2 visits. That was just phenomenal. Again, you know, you've got to take these opportunities when they're presented to you. Yeah, it just really enhanced that whole thing around financial management, leadership, you know, just business management as a whole.
Oh, I can only imagine. And what an experience that would have been. Just a quick one, is the dynamic of Coles or any of those big corporations changed quite a bit since you were in that area?
Yeah, look, they have. Coles, you know, is now led by this new CEO as a female. I think that the way that it was very male dominated when I was there, but I worked with some amazing, you know, amazing people. But the opportunities are there, and people, you know, women in particular, are very much encouraged to, you know, be at their best and extremely well supported. So, look, I think all businesses change as they continue to evolve, and they have to stay relevant, to stay competitive, you know, to stay in on top of their game. So, but the opportunities are endless for anyone that's really looking for it. And it's a great, people don't see those sorts of organisations as great career paths, but they really are. You can really work your way from on the shop floor right through to senior management roles, if that's what you're looking for.
Well, you're certainly testament to that. That's a great comment. We're going to have a little bit of a break here. We're going to play a song, Rosemary, and it's a song chosen by yourself. And we're just wondering, what song have you chosen?
Yeah, the song I've chosen is Don't Stop Believing by Journey. I just love this song because I think that it's one of those things that, you know, continue to believe in yourself, what your abilities are, and just go for it. That's why I love this song.
Thank you. So here comes Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Just a small town girl, living in a Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard. Their shadows searching in the night.
And that was Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Great song there, Rosemary. Thank you for that.
My pleasure.
Okay, we shall continue. You're listening to Ian on Harvey Community Radio, 96.5 FM. It is your town talking. And this is Your Stories, Our Community, focusing on women in the workforce. And today I'm going to continue speaking to Rosemary Vitaloni. Okay, Rosemary, we shall carry on. And from your experience as a woman in the workforce, what are some of the challenges you have faced and how have you been able to resolve them?
Yeah, look, in most of my career, I have worked in male-dominated industries so at management level. And, you know, I suppose what you really had to do when I first started in those sort of management, senior management roles was you just had to earn their respect. I had to really show that I was capable of what I was doing. I knew exactly, you know, what I had to do when I had to do it. I was worthy of the role and that I wasn't just a token female in a role for diversity numbers. So, you know, I never went into a role with any arrogance and I didn't go into a role with fear. Even if I wasn't confident, I would never let anyone know. You really just had to believe in yourself, trust in yourself, And I just found that once I demonstrated that I knew what I was doing, yes, like I said, the respect and the trust from my colleagues was there. And, I'd never really had major issues. But, yeah, when you do come across those people that maybe a little bit more old school, it was just one of those things that you just had to get them on your side.
Yeah, just to deal with and prove that you can do the job just as well and do it properly and carry on and not let that be a digression.
Absolutely. No,
well said. And what are some of the practical things that would have assisted you with the challenges you faced in the workplace at that time, the way you got around it, so to speak?
I think it's a matter of you taking the control. You know, you're in charge of your own destiny. And every time that I would start in a new organization, I always made sure that I met key people in the business and I would know who to align myself to. And I'd create your own support network, you know, build on your own strengths from within and make sure you're getting out of them and the business what you require. So, yeah, like I said, I've worked in lots of different organizations or in the organizations I was with have relocated. So it was just really important to get your own network together and, keep having a go.
Realign with a good group of people. Positive.
Correct.
Very, very That's good right. comment. And just on that, do you believe the recognition and promotion is generally harder for women in the workforce? If so, why?
Look, back in the early days of my career, I would say yes. But today, I don't think it's harder for women at all. I think, you know, there's an enormous amount of opportunity for women in the workplace today. Diversity is a KPI for all businesses, in particular large corporate organisations. You know, I think that there is, you've got to put in the effort in anything that you do. And if you do, you'll get the rewards. So recognition is definitely there. And like I said before, a lot of the large corporate organisations in Australia today are led by women CEOs, and I think that's a real testament and demonstrates the change that's happened.
Who are or have been some of your female role models in the workplace, and what do you admire most about them?
Look, I've had many role models and mentors during my career, and they've been both male and female, and I think it's great to have a mix of people to get differing opinions and perspectives. So I haven't really ever aligned myself to female only in that respect. And I've also myself mentored a lot of people through my my time as well, which is always a lot of fun. But I think if I was to look at one female role model that I admire, it would have to be Janine Ellis, who started up Boost Juice. I think, you know, her story is phenomenal and the success of that business. And you know, when I left the corporate world, I started my own little business here in Cairns. And, you know, it's so hard. It's so much harder than working for someone else. And to see people that have started their own business and made such a huge, success of it, I think is just, like I say, it's just phenomenal.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, what some people do and the lengths they go to get that success. Hard work, grit and determination, and obviously you've seen that firsthand and you've done it yourself. So, and what is likely to be different now for a young female leaving school and entering the workforce for the first time from when you did?
The opportunities for young women entering the workforce these days are unlimited. They can be whatever they want to be. They are really treated equally these days, and there will always be occupations that are harder for women. But in life, if you're determined to put the work and the effort in, you'll be well supported in the workplace. So, yeah, like, I mean, I'm now with BlueScope still, and I just see the opportunities available for, whether it's young women or people with experience, there's a huge amount of support out there. So go for it.
Great advice. And you think that those large corporations are still taking, such as BlueScope still taking on young people for the roles?
Absolutely, yeah. There's, you know, a lot of big businesses have the graduate programs and they'll always encourage that diversity piece as well.
Do you believe things, or obviously you do, are changing for the better for women in the workforce, which is terrific? And are you optimistic things will continue to improve in the future within this area?
Yeah, I definitely do. I think things will continue to improve. You know, that's what I tell my two daughters, and you know, go for it. You know, follow your dreams, be respectful as you're doing it. Yeah, you've got to have resilience. You may get knocked down, but you know, you've just got to get up and you know, and take risks to fulfill your dreams. Otherwise, I may never have had the opportunities and the travel that I've done and the people that I've met along the way. You know, it's just been a fantastic journey, and I'm, you know, super happy with everything that I've done, and I wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah, it's that's the key word, isn't it? Resilience for young ones now. Well, everyone really, to stick with it. Don't give up. Continue on with whatever happens. As you said, you can get knocked down, and a lot of people do, but they get up again and continue.
Yep, that's right, exactly.
Oh, very, very interesting. That brings us to the end, Rosemary, of our chat this morning, but I really appreciate you joining us here on Harvey Community Radio, Your Stories, Our Community, Women in the Workforce. It's just very interesting to see the side of life and what you've done over the years and some of the challenges that you have faced.
Thanks, Ian. It's been great. I've really enjoyed it.
No, I really appreciate it. And before we go, Rosemary, I think, would you have a outro song for us, something to finish off the our interview?
Yeah, it's a song that I just love to listen to, Rise Up by Andra Day. Yeah, I just think it's just one of those songs that kind of gets me going, and just like I say, you know, rise above it and enjoy the journey.
Well said. Thanks again, Rosemary, much appreciated.
Thanks, Ian.
And this is Rise Up by Andra Day.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains, we gon' walk it out and move mountains. And now silence is quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet. Move mountains. For that we have each other. In spite of yeah, I will rise 1,000 times again.